It's Eric and Ted and Jim Lee in Lewistown, Illinois, and we are here because the hometown heroes of the spring sports season, the Lewiston Lady Indian softball team, are here. And Jim Lee, seven teams had a chance weeks ago. Let's start off on Monday mornings. You look over the landscape, pick out three teams. They're nominated. They win. And you told Coach McLaughlin that we might be back, and look where we're at.
Yeah, here we are. Last time we were here, you weren't here. And I said, I got friends that might come back, and you guys are here, and we're here with the $1,000 check.
Absolutely. I don't know what the coaches really think. Like, yeah, what chance do we have? But it worked out for them, and they're doing really well. Who's proud of the Lewiston Indian softball team? Well, we're here today, and we couldn't be presenting this $1,000 check and this big old trophy without our sponsors at Martin Sullivan Incorporated, our local John Deere dealer, Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth, and also CenturyLink. But right now, shall we meet your Lady Indian softball team? Yeah! Let's start with this young lady right here.
Hi, I'm Zoe Zimmerman. I'm a senior, and I play shortstop.
I'm Peyton Reed. I'm a senior, and I'm a pitcher.
I'm Ariel Tari. I'm a senior, and I play first base.
I'm Tori Drum. I'm a senior and I play right field.
I'm Jamie Cook. I'm a senior and I play right field.
I'm Skylar Miklich. I'm a junior and I'm a catcher.
I'm Riley Munson. I'm a junior and I play center field.
I'm Darcy Graham. I'm a junior and I play left field.
The one with the cowboy boots on. Big hand for those cowboy boots. Come on. Those are awesome.
I'm Abby Smith. I'm a sophomore and I play second base.
I'm Trisha Shago. I'm a freshman and I play left field.
I'm Ashlyn Tari. I'm a freshman and I play third base.
I'm Ashley Barkley. I'm a freshman and I play second base.
Hi, my name's Madison Ebert. I'm a freshman, and I play right field.
Another big hand for your Lady Indians. We'll hand it over to Jim Lee. He is with their leader right now, Coach McLaughlin.
All right, Coach McLaughlin, obviously no stranger to Lewiston. You went to school here. You've got to be proud every time a team does well. And again, these girls are accomplishing a lot for you this year.
Yeah, it does give me a lot of pride coming back here. Every day I walk into school, it's nice to be in my hometown. The girls have done really well this year. I'm very proud of them. I'm proud for the support we have here today, too.
Yeah, you've won, I think, about two-thirds of your games. You've played some really tough competition. So some teams might have better records than you, but I'm not sure they've played a whole lot better schedules than you guys have.
Yeah, like I said in that first interview, we played a really tough schedule early with some Mid-Illini teams in there. And then last week, our last game of the year was against Canton. Who's another Mid-Illini team, much bigger school, and we played him to a 2-1 game. So we do play some tough competition that gets us ready for the postseason.
Yeah, seems like when you get to postseason, a lot of low-scoring games, pitching and defense wins. Is that your strength?
Yeah, we can go out and hopefully play some tough D, and we can hit the ball too. It's really when you get to the postseason, it's a clean slate and 0-0 record, so anybody can win on any given day.
You're in the midst of the regional. You're getting rained out today. The girls are all in uniform, which worked out really well for us. So that's great to see them all for hometown heroes. But you've got a big game on your mind tomorrow. Who do you play?
We have South Fulton tomorrow. It's our first game in the regional. We're the 2 seed. They're the 3 seed. So it can go either way. We got to come out and play our best ball.
And then Illini Bluffs on the horizon. I guess you can't get caught looking ahead to that, though.
Oh, no. Like I said, anybody can win any given day. You got to take it one game at a time in the postseason.
Right, so you think the girls are peaked right now? Are they playing their best softball?
I think they are. They're ready to play. We had a couple days off last week with all that rain, and when they got back to practice, when it was finally nice out again, they were ready to play.
Yeah. The only thing I'd suggest is maybe not the cowboy boots and sandals may not work out too well tomorrow.
Yeah, they might not take the corners on the bases too well in some of those shoes.
Well, congratulations on the $1,000 presentation and also on a great season. We always enjoy your hospitality down here. It's great to come to Lewiston. We're happy to see you guys win the award this year.
Well, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated, and I want to thank the community's support again, because we wouldn't have a chance for this without them.
Jim, I think, and everybody's heard it in 50,000 watch of country radio, she started a new trend with the cowboy boots. Softball teams nationwide are going to be wearing them now.
Yeah, if you can win in those.
Yeah. Who wants to hold the big old $1,000 check? There you go. Okay, well, we love being here in the multicolored gym here in Lewistown, Illinois, for the Lady Indian softball team. Ladies, you want to step over here around the mic and go out with that big old chant? Let's hear it once again for your Lady Indian softball team. Are you ready, ladies? Let's hear it.
Make this
a miracle!
for Jim Lee. It's Eric and Ted along with Coach McLaughlin here in Lewistown, Illinois, with the Lady Indian softball team, who are hometown heroes of the spring sports season.